Might have heard it.
Well, one thing I had in mind was varmints.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've heard that.
People say varmints around here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and another thing that I was curious about, talking about things you ship chickens in and all. People ever call that a coop or coop?
Well, I wouldn't.
Or is that word ever used for anything?
Yes, you use it, but I wouldn't call it, it wouldn't be something you ship them in. We always use that term in, if the old hen kept setting on that one egg and you didn't want to sell her, you'd take her off the nest and shut her up in a coop for a while, and then turn around and she wouldn't set anymore.
Right.
And then a lot of times if you want to kill chickens, you would maybe shut them up in the coop or something. Yeah, I've heard that, but not in terms of shipping things in.
I see. Okay. We're talking about chickens. If you fry one, there's usually a piece that children like to get, so they can one grab hold of one end, one grab hold of the other. And
the wishbone.
Yeah. Ever heard people call that anything besides wishbone?
They call the breast of the chicken breast, and I don't know of anything else.
Pulley bone,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's the story associated with that, or whatever? What's supposed to happen?
Oh, well, I think when you two people pull it, the one that gets the shortest piece is going to get married before the one that gets the long piece. Now, that's all I've ever heard about it. And there's probably more tales about it than that, though.
That's the basic one, I say, that I hear most of the time. Do you have any general term that would cover, say, the inside parts of a hog that are edible, maybe parts that you might not?
Chitlins.
Right.
And the liver.
I heard people talk about the liver and lights.
Yeah, but nobody around here didn't eat the lights much, but they used to eat liver.
Have you ever heard the word haslet or harslet used? Something like that?
Mm-hmm.
To mean that same part. Mm-hmm. Or this expression on a farm, if a farmer hears his cows mooing and his horses neighing, figures they're getting hungry, he might say, well, I didn't know it was so late, it's getting right on to
feeding up time.
Yes, ma'am.
Feeding time.
Have you ever heard around here farmers, when they wanted to get their cows to come in from the pasture, call to them, stand out, call them?
You used to do that.
Do you remember what they said, what they called in this area?
Seemed like to me they said Cobalse, or whatever his name was.
Yes, ma'am.
I got a better one than that, though. We've got a little old hollow pony down there in the pasture.
Yes, ma'am.
And Margaret's supposed to feed it. And she forgets it, she says. I don't know whether she forgets it or she's just too lazy. So the other night, though, she came in my room and she was very upset because she had forgotten to feed the pony for 2 days. And I said, well, just don't worry about it. I'll feed him in the morning. So I went in there and carried some feed and put it in the trough, and he was not there. He was out because it was kind of late. So I don't ever call him. I just take that bucket and beat on the trough that's made out of a piece of some kind of an old, like a gasoline tank or something. It's metal. So I just took that little bucket, I just take it and hit it 2 or 3 times on that thing.